The old terror still held some power, even though now they were part of the company. "What's happening in Taglios?" Croker asked. I shrugged. "I'm only having normal dreams these days. In fact, I hardly slept the last couple nights. Sleepy mumbles all night. I tried to get him talking, but he didn't seem to hear me. We'll take him with us. A good long hike might bring him out of it." I sighed. "When do you want to do this?" "As soon as we can get it together. Catcher's already getting better." I sighed again. I was getting used to not traveling. I was really getting attached to the idea of staying in one place and waiting for my wife. Or maybe even going back to meet her if I could get Sleepy to tell me what he'd done with my horse. Croker harumphed. "Really? The son of a bitch was turning into my grandfather." He said, "You know what this means, Standard Bearer? I got a bad feeling it means some dumb fuck name of Mergen is going to have to go be out front again, with no goblin or one eye to cover your back." Shit, yeah. But my back was covered, for now until forever. "I see a problem, boss. The Nguyen Bao will insist on sticking with their guys from Dejigori. I'm counting on it. Every one of them who goes up the mountain is one less Taglian I have to worry about getting behind me and maybe wrapping one of those silk dinguses around my neck." "What? We haven't had any trouble with those characters since last winter. There aren't any left. Ready to bet your life on that?" "I mean to take the living saint and the rest of our pals along with us." "Why you want to do that?" "So we don't get any surprises while our backs are turned. You want Howler getting loose or Long Shadow when none of us are there to round them up again? You want the Prabhrindra draw on the prowl again? Or that panther bitch?" "No. But if I was running things, we'd just kill them and burn their bodies. Then we'd mix what was left up good and throw it all in about 6 different rivers." Lady gave me the sort of look that would have made me shit my knickers a few years back. She didn't much scare me anymore. Croker ignored my opinion. "Once we're up there and see what it's like, I might set up staging camps so we can move the whole mob in steps." "I don't think I'm ready for this, boss."
"Not ready? This is where we've been heading for the last 10 years.
There's a big fucking difference between being on the road and getting there, Chief. You go out in the camp and ask. Every guy out there will tell you he's perfectly happy to be on his way to Kadovar. But I bet you won't get the same answer about getting there." I don't believe Croker ever understood that nobody was as enthusiastic about our quest as he was. "What do I gotta do?" I asked.
"Pack up and get ready. Get your protege whipped into shape, because I expect him to trudge right along with the rest of us."
There was something there. Something that left me on the outside. Something, maybe, that had something to do with the sudden silence that had fallen when I walked in.
Then I'd better go pack up and get ready, hadn't I?
The old man glowered at me as I walked out, but didn't raise a finger to stop me. Something was going on.
"Another damned wasted trip," I told Tidae. Only this was the worst one yet.
I was getting mad. I was being used somehow.
Chapter 96.
"It ain't my fucking idea," I told Rudy, for the third time. "You don't like it, go join